The fighting between Hamas and Israel came as Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was already struggling to stay in office. He's facing charges of corruption and the results of another deadlocked election. The conflict reminded people of his record as a hardline defender of Israel. But NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Jerusalem his political fate is still unclear.
In early May, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political career was on the ropes. The last four Israeli parliamentary elections ended in deadlock, and a coalition was looking to oust him from power. Anshul Pfeffer, the author of the book Bibi, The Turbulent Life and Times of Benjamin Netanyahu, says on May 10th, a key meeting was scheduled among the opposition parties.
And if that meeting would have gone well, perhaps even in that week there would have already been a new government replacing Netanyahu, but the meeting was cancelled because of the situation.
Instead, the war with Hamas broke out, raging for 11 days before a ceasefire was called. The conflict froze efforts to remove Netanyahu. As so many times in his political career, he survived to fight another day. Ghassan Khatib, a political scientist at Bir Zeit University in the occupied West Bank, says the conflict could have worked in Netanyahu's favor politically.
He wanted to come out of this confrontation powerful enough because he is assuming that there is a chance that he goes for a fifth election.
Dalia Shendlin, a political analyst and public opinion researcher in Tel Aviv, says the Gaza crisis allowed the right-wing Netanyahu to highlight his image as Mr. Security.
Netanyahu tends to benefit from any sort of security crisis, anything that has to do with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, escalations, broader Middle East security threats.
So you would think the latest conflict with Hamas would boost Netanyahu's standing with voters. Shendlin says recent polls show that isn't the case.
I haven't seen any political earthquake yet. It hasn't caused any major change yet in electoral dynamics as far as we can see.
Shendlin says many voters on the left and right are disenchanted with Netanyahu. They see him as corrupt and divisive. Anshul Pfeffer says there's also something he calls Bibi fatigue after 12 years in office.
Netanyahu's whole way of dominating the Israeli political scene is constantly controlling the news agenda and constantly making it about him, not allowing one news cycle to pass in which he's not somehow the dominant figure. And it's very tiring.
Wandering through the Mahani Yehuda market in Jerusalem is a sensory overload. The heady scent of spices, the calls of the vegetable sellers, and savory lunches of hummus and eggplant. This market is also a traditional stronghold for Likud, the right-wing party Netanyahu leads. But still, a shopper, Eli Friedman, who lives in an Israeli settlement in the West Bank, says it's time for Netanyahu to go.
I've had enough of him. 12 years, it's enough. The last 12 years, I don't want to continue.
But Netanyahu has faced many challenges in the past and emerged victorious. About one quarter of Israelis form an unshakable core base for him, which counts for a lot in Israel's divided politics. Another shopper, Eli Marad, says Netanyahu did a great job curbing COVID in Israel, and he reached a peace accord with several Arab nations. Marad says left-leaning progressives just won't cut Netanyahu a break.
The problem here is that you have the left in this country, and whatever he would do, they'll go against him. If he goes and buys a pair of shoes, they would go against him.
And pollster Shendlin says Netanyahu is a highly skilled politician.
He's in a very tenuous position as to whether he can actually continue in political life. And I think that he is an extremely strategic political thinker with one goal, and that is to stay in political power.
Negotiations on forming the next government are ongoing. And if they fail, it could mean another election. But in the meantime, Netanyahu stays in office. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.